According to legend, the god Shiva founded the city of Varanasi around 5,000 years ago. It's one of the oldest cities in the world and one of the most sacred. Built along the banks of the river Ganges, worshippers come to wash away their sins and cremate the dead. More than 300 cremations take place here each day. The bodies are then thrown in the water. The city attracts more than 3 million tourists every year, eager to view these rituals. Sonia and Dominique have travelled from Argentina. They planned a contemplative trip, but ended up distracted by the mounds of rubbish floating in the river.
Seeing so many people getting inside the Ganga and thinking like it's one of the most contaminated rivers, and like everyone was swimming and we were like, we don't really want to touch the water.
The Ganges is a main tourist attraction here, but the river is drowning under a sea of rubbish. Many visitors are troubled by what they see.
They just put all the trash and dirty and dead bodies in the river.
According to this river taxi driver, there are around half the number of tourists there once were. Many are put off by the pollution. He took us to its source. A drain that leads into the river, only a few hundred meters away from the historic center of the town.
This is all the wastewater from the city. It's one of the biggest drains in Varanasi. And there's another one just after the bridge. There are 36 in total, and they flow 24 hours a day.
200 million liters of untreated wastewater pour through the drains each day. The buildup of fecal waste and toxic material has killed all marine life. 450 million people live along the river, and the population goes up by 1 million each year. The result? Huge amounts of household trash. But ultimately, it's a political problem. Sanjay Sharma works for the city council. He organized a cleanup operation to take place while our cameras are rolling.
Why is that still there? Why? Clean that for me right away.
His organization has links to Narendra Modi. 4 years ago, the Prime Minister promised to clean up the river, but nothing's happened.
We saw the waste coming out of the drain over there. What is the government doing?
The government is dealing with the problem. We will close the drain and filter the water before putting it in the river.
For the past 20 years, successive governments have pledged to act, but no purifying stations have been installed. Day by day, the holy city of Varanasi is turning into an open-air rubbish tip.